You can all feel it. You can see it. And you hear about it wherever you go now. We live in dead America. How do we reconcile the wrongs in America? I'm Ed Waters, and I'm your host of Dead America. Join me as we dive deep into the great divides, the misunderstandings, and confusion that plagues us here in Dead America. Let's have us a look. Welcome to the first live show of Dead America. And we are doing this as a bonus episode for the boys and girls, past, present, and future, that provide the safety for us here in America. Thank you all for doing that for us. Dead America, we talk a lot about things that are going wrong in America. There's a lot that goes right in America. And once in a while, it's good to point that out. We've got good men and women every day out there on lines protecting us, keeping us safe from harm. And they get very little consideration. Have you thought about how hard it is for a veteran to get care these days? We've got veterans on the street. I don't know. There's a lot dead in America. But we still have good men and women that step up every day to protect us, keep us safe from harm. And it's time today, on this Memorial Day bonus edition, to recognize them. My father was a World War II veteran, and I'll tell you, I could never experience the things like he experienced. I'm a total different person. My brother, he's a veteran. They both chose to do so, to protect us, to wear that uniform proudly. We thank every one of you. It's a job that gets very little recognition or acknowledgement of any type. Recognition is good. And I'll tell you, you look back over the history of these men and women, and some of them got a bad rap. So sorry for that. You know, people tend to be that way once in a while. And that's why it's good to talk about it. It's good to get it off of your chest and let people know how you feel. That way you don't end up dead in America. And I'll tell you, it's easy to get feeling like that in America, because you feel alone or left out, forgotten. That's why we started Dead America. We want to bring people back into the fold. We want to feel what they're feeling. We want to understand where they are in life. Every one of you are welcome to become guests on Dead America. You can go over to the website, deadamerica.website. Fill out the simple, easy guest form and yeah, let's get on the horn and talk here. Let's tell people how you feel, where you've been, what you feel is wrong in America. Because the only way to fix it is to know how people feel, what they feel is wrong in America. It's about each and every individual. As a collective, we are very strong. But you know, we're only as strong as the weakest link. And we've got to identify these people, and we've got to strengthen them. Because that's what we are. We're a great big chain. And if one link is weak, the chain is no good, really. It's going to break. So the idea is, find those weak links and let's strengthen them so our bond is strong. Dedication, devotion, commitment, understanding. These traits veterans tend to have, and a lot of them get pushed off under the rug after their service. I hate to see a veteran on the street. It just tears me up. I hate to see anybody on the street. But these men and women, they were proud to step up. They were proud to do what we needed them to do. It's time to remember that. Yes, they may have some issues and problems, but they were willing to step up for you. Why are we laying down and letting this happen to these great men and women? Today on Memorial Day, I want you to think about that. They deserve a home. They deserve a meal. They deserve fresh, clean clothes. Yeah, they've went through a lot. But ask yourself, what did they go through in their mind? What kind of post-traumatic stress are they dealing with that makes them what they are today? Because they stood up for each and every one of us yesterday. We need to stand up, fight for these men and women. And today, I chose to do our first Dead America live show. Once a month, the last Wednesday of each month, I'm going to do a live show. And each and every one of you are welcome to participate. If you'd like to be on the live show, let us know. We'd love to have you. Get over to the website, check it out. Like always, like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And go over and listen to some of the fascinating stories that we've already interviewed some people. Fascinating. Homeless people. A nurse, Tracy Maxfield. Wonderful woman. Full of insight about bullying, post-traumatic stress. Today she did an interview about post-traumatic stress and veterans. Very interesting. I shared that on my Facebook page. For those of you out there, I would really like you to go over and listen to it. Tracy is about an hour or so into that interview, but it's a very interesting take. Get over there and check that out. Get over to the website, deadamerica.website. We just launched our new design. We'd like to hear about it. Comment. You know, send us feedback. And start checking out what Dead America is really about. It's about bringing your story to light. What matters to you. So anyway, this has been the first live show of Dead America. Off the cuff. I like to do it that way. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. As always, Ed, Dead America, out.